Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sharon Brody. Jurors in the trial of admitted Boston Marathon bomber Zahar Tsarnaev today viewed the boat in which Tsarnaev was found hiding after he and his brother got into a shootout with police in Watertown. WBUR's David Boeri was one of two pool reporters who saw the boat along with jurors and the defendant. David joins us now from the federal courthouse in Boston with the latest on the trial. David, what did you see on the boat?
Hi, Sharon. What we saw on the boat, and you just cannot get your eyes off of, are all the bullet holes on both sides, the port side, the starboard side, coming in from the stern as well. We counted at least 108 markings in that boat, and there was evidence tape beside each one, but we also noticed that on the evidence tape, one of them had the number 207. It's a phenomenal number of bullets that went into that boat, and you have to wonder how in the world Zahar Tsarnaev survived through that. Also, from up above in a viewing platform constructed next to the boat, we looked down, and very, very faintly we could see the pencil marks of what the prosecution says is Tsarnaev's admission of guilt, of why he did what he did, and it sounds of jihadi rant. You could see that along with two streaks of vertical streaks of blood on that inside of the boat there.
And David, Zahar Tsarnaev was also there.
Yes, he was there. He was sitting under a white tent. It was implausible, to say the least, sitting at a table with drapery on it, flanked by his attorneys, looking at the jurors, looking at the boat himself, and then watching us, watching him.
David, today's testimony in the trial focused on the shootout between police and the Tsarnaev brothers, Tamerlan and Zahar. And you heard from officers who were involved in that shootout. So tell us about the scene they described.
It is an unbelievable scene that they describe. Let me read you just a couple of things from the testimony of the police officers. This is the neighborhood in Watertown where suddenly there's gunfire and bombs being thrown from one of the officers. I ducked down behind the dashboard, threw the cruiser into reverse, backed up 30 yards. Tamerlan Tsarnaev was coming at me, shooting at my cruiser. From another cop, I hear bullets hitting the vehicle. I took a round through the windshield. I put it into drive, jumped out of the vehicle. I let the vehicle go and used it for cover. And then question from the prosecutor, did anything else come your way? Yes, thrown explosives. Then we hear the description of the explosives being thrown. One of the cops says, I noticed one suspect was bigger than the other. He meant Tamerlan by that. The tall one threw the bombs like a baseball pitcher. The other one, the skinny one, read that Zahar, threw it like a hook shot. That's the kind of stuff we were hearing in this courtroom today. Absolutely gripping. And then the story of Dick Donahue, an MBTA cop who was shot. One of the experts, a doctor who was at the trial, said that the human body generally contains 4-5 quarts of blood. Dick Donahue drained all 5 quarts. He was dead for something like 45 minutes. He took another 14 quarts to come back.
David, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Sharon.
WBUR's David Boeri joining us from the federal courthouse in Boston.